tonight's meeting of Laws and Rules to order at 6 o'clock. Clerk Mahler, would you mind taking the attendance?
Sure thing. Chairwoman Bartels.
Present.
Deputy Chair Roberts.
Present.
Legislator Gavaris.
Present.
Legislator Heppner.
Here.
And Legislator Ronk. You have 4 members present, 1 member absent.
All right, thank you very much for expediting the special meeting's minutes and transcripts. We're gonna look at June 14th meeting minutes and transcripts. Did everyone have a chance to look at them?
I'll move them.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Second. By Legislator Gavaris, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approval?
Aye.
Opposed?
The 14th would be the second special meeting?
They're not on here.
Okay.
Oh, this was the
this
last
This is just
one.
Your
okay.
regular meeting.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Aye then.
No, any opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. Okay, we'll expect those will be at the next session. So now we'll move into resolutions, beginning with resolution number 283. I'll read, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease agreement with Higginsville Station LLC for Board of Elections, Office and Storage Space, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Entertain a motion to put it
move
for discussion. Okay. On the resolution, we had 2 special meetings regarding this. Would anyone like to speak any further on the subject? Okay, I will note that we did receive and Clerk Mahler circulated the RFB, which was the asbestos abatement form for Enterprise West. And I don't know if everyone's had a chance to look at it. There was some discussion in Democratic Caucus about whether the abatement was for the entire floor. And included was a project area map, which shows how the removal is spread out. Does anyone have any questions about the RFB?
Do you have an answer on the caucus discussion?
Well, it appears to me that I was told today that only the occupied areas of floor 1 will be abated, but it appears to me, looking at the map, that the entire floor is going to have some kind of abatement. It's just some portion of the floor is going to be floor removals only, and some is going to be ceiling removals only, and some is going to be floor and ceiling removals. That's the tenant area. And then the only portion with no removals are the existing utilities and bathrooms. But the tenant area has the most significant abatement. Do you want to see the map? Okay. Does anyone want to discuss it any further? Are we ready to vote on this?
Yeah. I mean, I would just say
yes, thank you.
Thank you for organizing the additional meetings. But I think they were very thorough, and I've made my position pretty clear. But.
Okay, I did want to raise one issue. Thank you for the reminder. In the lease agreement, which again, I want to thank council for pushing for the changes to the lease in terms of the out clause and the lack of penalties in that section. In reviewing the difference between what we voted on last time and what's before us now, there we can maybe circulate to the members at least. Here, I'll get more of Kevin. There is some language missing that maybe council can speak to, and it's the language regarding renewal at the legislature's sole discretion. Council?
Sure. So, as we know, at the last meeting, we worked out and drafted that additional sentence that's noted in red. That, at this point, is not in the most recent version of the lease. I'm not sure exactly why. I can speak to the county attorney on that, but it has not made it. I mean, there is obviously a renewal provision, but it's just not the language we wrote at the last meeting.
Do you see any problem with us, this committee, moving to put this language back in as worded, given that this language is also what's in the resolution itself? I'm curious what the rest of the committee thinks, but I'm almost inclined to want to put it back, and if we had to pull it, then pull it versus...
Maybe ask the deputy county executive if it was an oversight.
That I don't have an answer for regarding what the two councils were discussing most recently. I have no answer for why it wasn't.
Well, we did pass a amendment, so it should be in there, unless we want to rescind the amendment.
Yeah, because the amendment passed on the floor.
Yeah.
So then, you know, per Legislator Roberts, we would have to, technically that should be the, that should be existing. We would have to repeal it in this committee before we sent it back to the floor.
I'm just thinking it's an oversight. Mm-hmm.
But there are other changes in this resolution currently, in the lease agreement currently, that were not what we passed, that are actually to our
advantage. That's correct.
So I think what we'll be passing today is confirming the lease agreement as it is before us, which includes changes. So what I'm suggesting is
we amend
the version before us to put back the language from the previous amendment, given that I don't see, unless council tells me otherwise, I don't see a downside to this language. It seems to be the understanding with the leasor. So I don't know, you can stop me if I'm
incorrect. There's no legal issue with it. I mean, I can't speak to whether the county attorney would agree or not agree in his, you know, counseling, whether it would be appropriate, but I don't see a legal impediment.
And when you were working with the county attorney on the draft, because this was added late, this was added on session night,
right,
were you looking at a draft that included this language?
I believe so, yeah.
So was there a reason you struck the language?
No. I just don't think he negotiated it in when he was working, because his negotiations with the landlord were outside of my presence. I just talked to him, and then he worked with the landlord separately.
Okay.
So I don't know why. I guess it just didn't make it in.
So what's the feeling of the committee?
Maybe council could get clarification from the county attorney tomorrow and have a discussion on it, but I think we should just pass this as is, and if we need to amend it, maybe the other side doesn't want it in there. You know, what are we going to do, throw it out because, you know, we don't have an answer to it?
Yeah, I'm thinking, yes.
I mean, just what is the... Here.
What's the language? Do you want to see it? I mean, I can read it out loud even to put it in the record. It says it's in section Article 1, Premises, Terms, and Rents, section 1.03, last sentence. The lease may be renewed by Ulster County Legislature at its sole discretion with written notice to the lessor for one or two terms not exceeding 5 years, each with annualized payment escalators tied to an agreed-upon and commercially recognized pricing index, which is essentially the exact same language in the resolution itself, right?
Under one point, right.
Actually, if I may, Chris?
Yep.
Isn't the escalator just detailed in the lease?
It's discussed in 1.04. I think we added some additional language with respect to written notice and just some other qualifying language as noted in red. You have it, right?
Yeah, but in terms of the escalator, no. The escalator, in terms of in the lease, it only deals with the first
term.
Yeah, it doesn't speak to the escalator in the additional terms. The language that was put into the lease, this language in red that we're discussing, is in the resolution itself as the second resolved. But
so wouldn't that be binding on the county?
But not on the lessor. Having something in a resolution doesn't bind the lessor to it, even though the resolve...
If it's not in the lease.
If it's not in the lease, it's not in the lease. I mean, I would feel more comfortable having this language in the lease.
Certainly.
I'll talk to Deegan. It'll be in. That's fine.
Okay.
Then,
bottom line, the legislature is going to have approval of the 12-month...
Right.
Which seems to be the understanding. So if that's the case, I'd prefer to put it...
Make it amend.
In the lease... rather than go through what we did last time where we're making an amendment at the last minute.
Sure, maybe now is the appropriate time.
And maybe, so what I'd like to propose is that we make an amendment to include this in the lease. And maybe since you were able to get the county attorney on the phone, maybe you could attempt to get him on the phone again.
Sure.
And if we have to come back to it, we'll come. We could hold it and go move on and come back to it if that's what the committee prefers.
I mean, one side of me just says I don't even want to see this in here because it just gives an incentive or the opportunity to continue in this building that right. I don't even really, still not 100% convinced that we should be doing this, but. This now gives us an opportunity to really relax and get comfortable in there.
That's a fair point. I mean, it's covered in a different way in that in the termination clause, but not it's not exactly. So, I don't know. I'll defer to the committee.
Well, and
I mean, I do think having the opportunity. I agree with you, if I can say, and I'll get you next deputy executive. I agree with you. And that's one thing I was going to say before voting is that I am reluctantly prepared to vote for this lease agreement. But it's with the understanding and certainly the hope, which I think is going to take more than just sitting back and hoping, that we actually begin to investigate moving the BOE into county-owned property, which may be not yet county-owned property. It's something that I think has come up over the course of the last meeting, and I feel very strongly that we should be analyzing the financials of purchase against rental, and not just for this one department. I thank the comptroller for the initial space report that was circulated, just because it brought it back up to my mind of how important a broader space study would be, and also of really being aware of the leases, the ongoing county leases that we have, which I don't think have, by and large, been to the county's benefit over the years. So I would like to see this be a short-term solution. And that said, if it's not a short-term solution, I would like the county to have the opportunity to renew at a reasonable rate, given that I think we're going to be in a really different place in 5 years. But my hope is that we don't need to renew. So I'm open to the committee's pleasure on this.
It's good to have options, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Put it in there.
I'll move to make the amendment.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor of making the amendment to the lease as seen in red?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. And on the resolution with the lease as amended, all in favor?
Can I make an
absolutely.
Amendment for the resolution itself? Can
yeah.
we add another whereas to it, and the language can be cleaned up by the attorney if it's okay? That actually states our position that legislature asks the exec to, you know, look at other alternatives for space. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that really our desire is to, you know, that this is not a long term. I think it really should be spelled out.
And are you proposing that as a as an additional resolved?
Yeah. I mean, I think it needs to be formalized here that you know, that is our position. You know, while we're going forward with this lease and allowing them to move in there, that is not the end game. That's not the goal. The goal is to get them into a permanent location, preferably a county-owned property.
Okay. Any other comment on that?
I'll second the... that just so we can discuss it.
Okay.
I think something like that should have its own resolution maybe next month instead of being lost in the shuffle of this lease agreement.
Okay. I'm inclined to agree.
Okay. I like that idea.
And I think that would be a place, I'm sorry if I could jump in, I think that would be a place to also talk about and direct potentially the initiation of a formalized space study.
I withdraw my motion.
Committee, joint committee between the executive's office and the legislature, and, you know,
Yeah, let's
to that effect.
Yeah.
Let's put our heads together and see if we can have something on the table to discuss next month. If it's not in a fully baked form, because the deadline is very soon for passage the following month, we can do a
late. Yes, we can.
You got the power.
But I think it's very important. I think it should be raised to its own. I agree. I think it's.
We could ask the executive office to maybe weigh in and get their counsel on which road we should charter moving forward with the study.
Which road we should charter?
Path.
Oh.
Path not taken. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that amendment is withdrawn, but not to be forgotten, to be worked on quickly. I think it's a very valid point. So on the resolution as amended before us, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, moving on. Resolution 293, adopting proposed local law number 4 of 2021, a local law authorizing participation in the hunting pilot program for 12 to 13-year-old deer hunters. Motion? Do I have a second? Okay. Second by Legislator Gavaris. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Resolution number 326, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $203,570 entered into by the county, Complete Building Solutions, Inc., Department of Public Works. I'll entertain a motion for discussion.
Move it.
Second.
Okay, all discussion on the resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And resolution number 327, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $63,000 entered into by the county, United Way of Ulster County, Inc., Department of Employment and Training. Entertain a motion for discussion.
Move it.
Second.
Moved by Legislator Heppner, seconded by Legislator Gavaris. On the resolution, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of resolution number 327?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Old business. Is there any old business that anyone would like to discuss? Any new business that anyone would like to discuss? All right, I will, through Jay, I'll reach out to the whole, I'm just going to keep the whole committee in the loop on the aforementioned discussion regarding a resolution regarding space countywide and also as it relates specifically to the VO. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
First.
I made a motion.
Oh, okay.
Quietly.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. Very silent.